Hey guys, welcome to another episode on the Whistlemaniacs podcast. If we're here and...
Irama, Kakraba.
Irama, what's up? What is happening? It's been a while.
Yes.
We've been here.
Yes.
What's going on? The people want to hear from you. At least they've been hearing from me soon. So talk to us. What is happening?
Hello, hello, hello. One people of the internet. Yes, I've missed you too. I know you've missed my voice. I've also missed talking to you guys about women's football. It's been more than a minute. It's been centuries. Honestly, it's been too long.
Centuries. I've managed to pull Irama from wherever she was hiding.
I was hiding under work.
You can thank me. Yes, keep hiding under work. Anyway, so
I don't want to hide anymore, please.
I've pulled her out from under all the work that was covering her. Anyway, so then the Women's World Cup began on the 20th of July, and as usual, your favorites have to cover it. So here we are to bring you everything Women's World Cup. So the game started with New Zealand, Norway, Australia, Republic of Ireland. Now, I didn't see any of what happened coming, honestly. I don't know. Did you watch the games?
Yes.
Both games?
No, I only watched the New Zealand, Norway game.
Okay, what were your thoughts about the game? Because I was not impressed with Norway at all.
Norway was a mess. I mean, I'll just say it's great to have Ada Hegerberg back, but Norway was a mess. Like, I don't know what was going on with them. Their passes weren't...
There was a disconnect somewhere on the field. That's what was happening.
Honestly, it wasn't like... The Norway that we've seen and the Norway that we know.
Thank you.
I mean,
exactly.
Versus.
I could not believe it.
Yeah, versus smaller, in quotes, team like New Zealand.
Yeah.
But this World Cup is showing us from the beginning that there's no small team. Because
there's no small team. Exactly.
That you think are small. They are just, you know. I don't know. They came to tell us that they are not small. There are no small teams anymore. The gap is closing. So you cannot predict that Brazil is going to score Panama 7. It's not going to happen.
Exactly. It's not going to work again. Those predictions don't work anymore, honestly. Because I saw a tweet after those first two games and somebody was like, it's not about a lack of talent. It's just about a lack of investment and development. And it's very true.
I agree.
Because the number of games that have gone on, we've seen teams that last 4 years at the 2019 World Cup, they were not doing anything. Like, they just came to dash points and stuff like that. And then this 2023, they are on a different level. Like, they are organized at the back. They are not panicking. Like, they are also giving their, in quotes, bigger teams, like, a tough time and all that. And
yeah,
it is really about that. It's really about the investment and then the development. Norway's issue, I think, is there was a disconnect from the midfield to the forwards. Mm-hmm. That is the issue, and they need to fix it. Because the number of chances Norway got that in the final third, they were just, I don't want to say wasting it. They were, I don't know what they were doing in the final third.
They didn't even know what they were doing themselves before you will know
exactly.
What they
are doing. And one thing I liked about New Zealand is that they capitalized on the few chances they got. Wilkinson's goal was the first chance they got.
Yeah.
And then they made it count.
Yeah.
Percival missed the penalty and couldn't make it too. But at the end of the day, trust me, it was the scenes of that game was like it was really epic. It was really, really epic. When the goal came, I was shocked, but in a good way. I mean, because then, no, I think right now football is really, it's not really about, did you see first, you could, if like a team like England is behind, right? Mm-hmm. Or even Norway is behind, you know that by 90 minutes, they have equalized.
Yeah, they have equalized and they have even scored and scored again.
But now it's not like that. If you don't take your chance, my brother, you are going to lose. He will lose. So yes, no, we need to fix that issue because before the next games, which is like tomorrow, later in the day, they need to fix their issues. Otherwise, I'm sorry for them. They are going home.
They are already
Australia.
Home. Where else are they? Hey, no. Hey, sorry. I thought it was New Zealand. I was going to say they are already home. Where else are they going?
They are going home. They are going home. I really think they need to fix that. But that was overall a very impressive performance by New Zealand, considering the last World Cup. I don't know if you remember. They played someone and they were supposed to win the game and they drew. And that's what helped Cameroon and Nigeria to qualify for the round of 16 and 29.
Yeah.
But this time, I really think they held their own. They fought their way. And I really think they deserve the win at the end of the day. I really think they deserve the win.
I agree.
Yeah, so the next game was...
Yeah, both home nations, you know, started on a good foot because
on a very good note. I remember after the New Zealand game, someone tweeted that Australia doesn't have to win because one of the co-hosts have won their game, and somebody said, "Do not say that to our Sam Kerr," and then I started laughing because the fact that New Zealand has won doesn't mean that Australia shouldn't win. But yes, the most new teams have really started well. Like, it's really, really impressive. And I mean, let's see what happens in the second round of games. I just hope that I know that their performance is going to go up. And even for New Zealand, I really think it's like a really big positive boost for the team.
Yeah, for
sure. Because the stadium was just epic. It was really, really epic, man. Maybe me watching from the TV, I could feel what was happening, how much more those there. I mean, I think it's a really nice feeling anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, Australia also won their game by 1-2. So this Australia Republic of Ireland game, I actually thought McCabe was going to get a red card, honestly, because she and Hayley Russell, it was mad. The first half was like McCabe was all over Russell, like everywhere she passed, foul here, foul there, foul here. Pushing here, nudging here. It was just everywhere. Then the second half, the table stand. Maki was on the floor so many times. I was like, nah, somebody is going to get a red card. No, honestly, like, there are certain, a few games that I called red card that actually happened.
Really? But,
like, really, 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 really. As you go in, I'll show you another game. I was just telling my boy, like, I was watching the game with some of my gym guys, and I was like, nah, this person will get red, the coach, and it happened. And they were like, how did I know? I'm like, see, well, But I was surprised McCabe didn't get the red card, honestly. Because at the point, she and Hayley also got into it. They were shoving each other. But I like the way the ref handled the game. I think it's one of the few games that the refs have really allowed to flow, like really flow. And the penalty, Cutley really converting the penalty was just... I didn't know who else was going to take the penalty, honestly, because Sam Kerr was out on injury, so she didn't play. But definitely, she had said earlier that she trusts her girls to get it done, and they did. But Ireland also fought. You see, I really believe that it's just about really like investment and development, because it's taking is 4 years. 4 years for us to see like a lot of these teams, because the Ireland had chances that you think is entering the pool, but the keeper says no. Otherwise, I really think that game could have been a draw. But I'm really impressed with Ireland. And I believe that whoever they are playing in the next game, they are playing Canada. And I mean, Canada didn't really do well. So I just hope that they can carry the positives of the game into it. Because they were unlucky with that penalty. But I mean, handball is handball. What can we do about it?
Yeah, you cannot do anything about it.
Anything about it, yeah. So then, those are the first two games for the 20th. 21st, Nigeria played Canada, Philippines played Switzerland, and Spain played Costa Rica. Nigeria-Canada game.
No.
Nigeria-Canada game. See, Omonaja has impressed me, honestly.
Honestly.
I didn't expect this.
I would say impressed. I mean, we expect... Nigeria Nigeria is like the big sister of the African teams. I mean, irrespective of which edition of the World Cup it is, by virtue of the fact that they've been at every single World Cup since the beginning.
Single World Cup, yeah.
They are one of the 17 teams that have done that. So at the World Cup, you expect Nigeria to like know what they're doing. It's just unfortunate that edition after edition after edition.
There's nothing to show for it.
Yeah, there's nothing to show for it. And even this time around, leading in the lead up to the tournament with the whole issues that there were between them and the federation, the coach and the federation and all of that.
Plenty wahala.
So much.
The wahala was plenty.
So much. So because of all that happening in the background, I wasn't really expecting them to hold Canada to a draw,
solid,
or even score. And I was expecting them to lose, honestly, because I was thinking, I mean, all of those things happening.
Yeah, I think I was also thinking this.
Yeah, so I was...
Because when the game started, Canada was on them, like, yeah, everywhere. But, I mean, after a few counters that Nigeria couldn't really convert, the game started to balance out.
Yeah, yeah, but that was also quite a physical game. I mean, I'll give a shout out to Abiodun. She was just, I mean, she was really,
really everywhere,
really good in that game. Really good in that game.
Somebody tweeted that, did she train with Kante? And people were like, yeah, because like she's everywhere. Somebody was like, yeah, she's everywhere. Like, but she, it's just sad that she got a red card. I mean,
yeah,
she was unlucky with that tackle. Yeah, that was the slow motion just makes the tackle even worse.
Yeah, to look. That was unlucky. But,
but also, I think she did.
Also, shout out to Chiamaka Nnadozie for saving penalty kick. Saving a whole Sinclair penalty kick. I mean,
but honestly, that was also a terrible penalty.
It was a terrible penalty, but
shout out to the keeper for actually keeping it out and actually stopping the rebound as well.
Exactly,
because I mean, they could have still scored.
Because how many times do we see people, you know, slotting in the rebound? So that was
exactly great. Yeah. So she really did well. She really did well. And I'm really happy the way Nigeria has started. Okay. Even though that game, I was also hoping no Nigeria gets a red card, but it happened. So maybe I need to stop predicting red cards because they just seem to be following me.
You should just keep your mouth shut and watch the games. Stop.
Keep my mouth shut and keep it out of my mind.
Stop prophesying in people's lives.
But yeah, so that was the Nigeria-Canada game. Nigeria's next opponent is Australia. So yeah, I really think that is going to be an interesting game. I really hope Nigeria carries this energy into that game. And hopefully they can upset Australia over there. But I also don't know if some care will be back for that game. I read something about, I don't remember if she'll miss that game as well. I think she was going to miss the first two games.
Oh, okay.
Of their group matches here. So, I mean, let's see what they can do about that.
I hope.
So, Philippines result.
I hope Oshuala finds her A game from some way. I don't know if it's the tactics that the coach is playing or what, but
she seemed lost in the game.
So lost. So that's all I'll
say. Yeah, I think it's also another thing they need to look at. Yeah. I think with somebody like her, we know how dangerous she can be.
Yeah.
So I think they just need to find a way to make it work, either for her or around her, or such that she can also make it possible for somebody else to be scored.
Yeah.
That's just it, I think. Anyway.
I agree.
So the next game was Switzerland-Philippines. Now, this game, I was really annoyed.
Why?
I was annoyed because that penalty, I still don't get how that is a penalty. If I am the striker and my back is facing the pool and I have lost control of the ball and I am stretching to get the ball, it's a 50-50 ball. And no matter if I get the ball, I can't, where my body is facing, I can't score. I have to take. How is it the penalty? I think that is what broke the Philippines, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that's what broke them.
I also did.
Because the Philippines really did well. Actually, they technically scored first, but it was offside.
Yep.
Bro, before the ref said it was offside, they were more than jubilating, like it was 90 minutes.
Of course.
They ran all the way to their bench only to find out it was offside. And then the penalty came.
This offside thing, they should stop that. They should bring it back to when it's offside. Now, pay offside. So now people will not now go and struggle and score and then celebrate and run all the way to where their teammates
right to go and take fans
on the touchline to go and take fans and jump and high five and do my first World Cup offside with all of those things before they'll come back and you come and say offside. Like, what do you mean? Who are you?
Stop that. See who are you?
Please stop that. We want it back. This one, I go in the pass offside. Ping offside. You don't go any further. They have stopped you there. They should stop them.
Yeah, but one thing I want to point out about the Philippines team is this player Angela Beard. So from the commentators, she was actually born in Australia and could have played for Australia, but she decided to play for Philippines because that's where her mom is from. And her teammates were really happy that she came to play for them. Like it really gave them a lot of morale during their qualifiers and stuff like that. And they were really happy. And she really did well.
Nice.
I think all in all, that game, I mean, I think people expected them to go down with like a lot of goals, but
yes, I was also in fact you have brought me to my match predictor. So guys, for those of you who don't know, there is a FIFA Women's World Cup app. Okay, this is not the same as the FIFA Plus app. The FIFA Plus app. I don't know if the FIFA Plus app also has these games, but there are a number of games you can play as the tournament is going on. So there's the bracket challenge where you predict, you know, who gets out of the group stages, who meets who in the knockout round and all of that. But that's closed for now because the group games have already started. Then there's the daily fancy. So with that one, on the day of or on every match day, you can pick a 7-a-side team from any of the players in the teams that are playing on said day. So you pick your team, then depending on how they're doing the match, you get some points, and then there's the whole like leaderboard. There are leagues. You can create your own leagues. You can join other people's leagues and all of that. Then there's the match predictor. So you predict the scoreline of every game. Then there is the Who Am I, which is like a trivia game. And then another trivia game. And then something called Fancestry. So like Ancestry, but with the F at the beginning. So Fancestry.
In the day to they came, Papa.
They really came. I'm enjoying the game straight.
They really came.
So the Fancestry, you just like do a little quiz thing. And then they tell you that, okay, these are the other teams that you can support. So like your second teams that you can support at the tournament. So anyway, I've been doing the match predictor and the fancy and the daily fancy. But for the match predictor, I only started with the Switzerland Philippines game. And I predicted that Switzerland would score 4 goals.
I'm sorry for you. I am sorry for you. That's all I have to say. I am sorry.
I only got 15 points. Guys, I only got 15 points. I got...
But Liz, you got half of the goals.
Yeah, I did get half of the goals. So I predicted 4-0. So I got points for correct outcome, you know, for Switzerland winning. And then correct goals for Philippines because I predicted that they would not score any goal. So, yeah. And so on and so forth for all of the other games. Now, some of the games have thrown me like completely off.
I'm sorry for you, Nervous.
Oh, we'll get there. And then for the daily fancy too, when did I start? I started, I think, on day 2. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That was, I think, Friday or something.
Yeah, I started on day 2. So that were the games with... the Philippines Switzerland game. So I had Misa from Spain as my goalkeeper. I had Irene Paredes and Ona Battle as my defenders. Then I had Alexia Putellas, Leah Valti, and Rocky Rodriguez as my midfielders, and Ramona Bachmann as my striker. So when I saw and she scored a penalty, come and see me jubilating.
Then it worked for you.
It's worked. I got
it. Let's last forever. She's pretty for me. Correct predictions. Let's get up
for me. Thank you.
Yeah, clapping for you.
Thank you. So yeah, that's how it goes. Every before every match day, I do my predictions and then I do my fancy. And I've been praying in the game that they score correctly according to my predictions. Otherwise, I'm getting 0 points. So
sorry for you.
That's just a little bit on the games. So you guys can you can share with us how if you are playing those games, how you are doing, what's your position? I think I'm like 4,000 and something. Okay, I started from 21,000.
You are what?
I started from 21,000.
And now you are where?
I'm 4,000 and something.
Yo! Another clap.
So globally, if you like combine all the games, globally I rank 4,845.
Oh no, you are doing well.
Thank you.
So yeah, I mean, overall, Switzerland did well. Their next game is against Norway.
So I mean, if Norway is still slacking by then, Switzerland can push ahead and win. So the next game, you're saying?
I said, I think they can.
You think Switzerland can beat Norway?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the games are when? I think it's tomorrow. Tomorrow, 8 a.m. Ghana time. So, I mean, we'll see what will happen then. I just think Norway can also fix their issue. And then, because their issue is just a matter of tactics anyway. So the next game was Spain-Costa Rica. This was the most intense game I've watched.
You said.
Probably one of the most intense game.
You said. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch that game. Where was I? Friday, 7:30.
Three goals in 6 minutes. Why? It's not like it's like 90th minute too. Why are you rushing to?
Hey. What do you mean, why are they rushing? I asked you to score the goals. What are you talking about?
See, the first goal was an own goal. Like, Costa Rica scored herself. The Ocampo scored herself in the 21st minute. Then Conca scored in the 23rd minute. Then Esther Gonzalez scored in the 27th minute. They had a penalty and they missed it. So the goalkeeper did well with that one. Costa Rican goalkeeper actually saved the penalty. But the goals were just flowing. I think by the third goal, even before the penalty, Costa Rica was like really disoriented, but they were really able to like have time, figure out their issues and then hold. They were able to hold them for the full 45 minutes of the second half, plus the extra time that they added. So kudos to Costa Rica for that.
I think
Costa Rica,
glancing at the stats, I'm looking at attempts at goal. The Spain had 46 attempts.
I think I told you about that, right?
Compared to 46 one. Attempts and one. And
12 shots on target.
Yeah, of the 46 for Spain, about 14 on target, 20 off, 35 inside the penalty area, and 11 outside. And then one attempt that Costa Rica had, it was off target. So, I mean, that just gives you a sense of how dominating.
Wait, Spain, and Spain was. Also had 22 corners.
I mean, look at that. Who has 22 corners in the game? Like, why?
See, I think if Spain doesn't make it out of the group stage, I will be really disappointed. I'll be really disappointed because the way they've started. They need to keep that fire going. But you see, the thing I liked about the Costa Rican defense is that, like, in the second half, no matter the crosses, the passes, their eyes were focused on the ball and not the players. And the keeper kept her cool, even though she had been scored, like, three goals in a net. But she kept her cool. Because the first half, after the goals were coming out, they were just all over the place. And the coach was trying to get them to calm down. But I think they really held their own. Mm. I mean, that's a positive thing, because I mean, three down, it could be six, it could be eight.
Yeah.
I mean, with 14 shots on targets. Yeah.
Honestly.
So yeah. The next game for Costa Rica is on Wednesday, 26th July. Well, all this is Ghana time anyway. 5 a.m. They'll be playing Japan. Kudos to them on that game, because I mean, you know why. The next game was USA Vietnam. USA beat Vietnam by 3-0. Now this game,
wait, do you know what I said for that game?
Mm-hmm.
USA 6, Vietnam 0.
You are kidding.
Honestly,
6.
I was like, should I just go all the way to 13? I was like, nah. In fact, this
is not Thailand. This is not Thailand.
Number one, this is not Thailand. Number two, the way the US team have been moving funny, the last
off,
how many on and off, not consistent, like how they used to be, new players in the team, you know, the younger players now with the veterans and all of that. It's a transitioning team. So maybe the 11, the 13, maybe they don't fit. So let me calm down.
Divide it by plus one.
I came down to 6. I said, oh, it's a shoe-in. They can score 6. Why not? Only for me. In fact, that game, I started watching, but I was feeling sleepy. I slept throughout that game. Remember we were texting? I told you that I slept.
Bro, the games are too early.
Honestly, this time difference is so much. Australia, why? New Zealand, why? Why did you have to go there? Why did you have to go there?
Look at,
you know, the vast lands that's around here. And there's where you went to go and settle. Come on.
Honestly, it's too much.
But anyway, kudos to Vietnam, because your first World Cup and you are playing against a USA team, back-to-back champions. Back-to-back champions. And Terenio, if they were playing Ghana or something, like they have scored them. Like,
oh no, don't continue. I beg, don't continue that sentence.
I have to continue. If they were playing against Ghana or something, they have scored them like 7. Honestly.
More than.
You are telling me not to continue, but you are saying more than. You don't even say, oh, let's make it 6. Have you seen yourself?
No, like, we have to be honest.
So, I mean,
Vietnam didn't let the frustration get to them. I mean, their keeper saved the penalty. She saved an Alex Morgan penalty.
Yay.
I mean, that was also another terrible penalty, by the way, but kudos to the keeper for she had to do two saves to rebound and since so she falls.
I saw the highlights of that penalty. I was like, yo, Alex, what's going on?
I was there.
So anyway, kudos to Vietnam. Let's see what they'll be able to do in their next game.
Yeah, the next game, US is playing Netherlands. That is a revenge game. We already know.
Honestly.
We already know what that game is about. So yeah, New Zealand is playing Philippines. Switzerland is playing Norway. Japan is playing Costa Rica. Spain is playing Zambia. Canada is playing Ireland. USA is playing Netherlands. That's a revenge game. And, I mean, Netherlands, are they ready to take this revenge? Because now this is, I think, the US team is not as strong as they were in the 2019. That's my opinion anyway.
I agree.
So I think this is the time Netherlands can take their revenge. But let's see what happens in that game. And Vietnam will be playing Portugal, which I also think Vietnam can get a point from that game, at least, because of how they played against USA.
Yeah.
Because I think Portugal is not so much of a huge threat so far. So, I mean, I think they can rally their team and get a point there. So, Zambia played Japan, and that was messy. That's all I have to say. That was messy. That is all I have to say.
Let me tell you.
The
prediction I made, because I was thinking Zambia. Zambia that went to score Germany 3-2 before they came into the World Cup. And I don't think they had any, they also had a little bit of a scandal. He also had a little bit of an issue. Anyway.
Not exactly. There was a lot.
Okay.
There was a lot of scandal.
Lot.
For the Zambians.
But in the midst of that, they were
I expected beating, better.
They were still beating yes. A whole Germany 3-2.
Thank you. Beat a two-time champion 3-2.
If you have gone to beat Germany 3-2, Japan is, you know, they are also there.
Yes.
So I think even though maybe you will lose, you put up a
good. Don't lose by 5.
So I predicted 3-2. In favor of Japan.
Hey, I like your vim.
Thank you.
I like your vim.
Of course, Banda is there. Banda can score the goals. What are you saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I mean, I am not disputing that. I expected her to score
3-2. Only for me.
Another thing that was really worrying me for their team was the fact that Chanda wasn't playing.
Yeah.
She came out saying she was sick. Let's not even get into that one.
Yeah,
another thing
I don't believe that. That's all I'll say. I don't believe that.
I also don't believe it because what they put out and what she put out, the math is not mathing. But I think Zambia, another big blow was their goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Who suffered an ACL injury right before.
Yeah.
Shout out to Musonda because she did, even though she got a red card,
She did good.
She really did well. I think, honestly, they could have gone down by 10 goals. Let's be serious. Some of the saves she made, I thought it was in the pool. Honestly, I watched the game. Some of them, I'm like, go. Then you see her hand. So, she did well. But Zambia definitely had them. They spoke to Bandai. She was saying that definitely the tactic they came in with, they didn't work well. Mm. You can't consistently be playing here just one top.
Yeah,
where football has reached, we can't be doing one top all the time, really. So I think I didn't see my paper in the game. I didn't see her. She was lost. They need to figure out their tactics and work on it. Because Spain will not make some of the mistakes Japan made in the final third. Let's be honest, it's Spain. So they need to figure it out before they meet Spain.
Yeah.
Another game that I was really impressed with was England Haiti. Predict for me. Break my heart.
5-0 England.
You don't respect.
I'm sorry. I now realize that I didn't respect the Haitians.
What are you talking about?
I didn't even know. I'm so sorry.
You don't respect.
I've learned my lessons. I'll not do that again.
I'm glad you have learned your lessons. See, if that penalty wasn't retaken, and if Epps didn't come to the rescue of England, that game would have been a draw.
You know, and I didn't watch that game. When I came back from wherever I went to, I watched the highlights and I was like, so it was even a penalty that they even used to score. That means that...
A penalty that had to be retaken.
If they didn't get this penalty, Anka Neo Nelo. Hey, England.
Yo. But you see, I think another thing that we have to realize is that a lot of these new in quotes teams, we didn't get to see their friendly games and stuff like that. So definitely because they've not been to the World Cup before or that they are underdogs, we expect that it should be easy for some of the teams because England, you won the Euros. We expect you to be scoring plenty. But see, Haiti didn't give them chance.
Saw the highlights, I was like, hey, if they are playing Ghana and Croatia, like, I'll be afraid though because
I'll say at least those scorers won.
Honestly,
I think those scorers won. There was a funny thing I saw on Twitter today. So the number 6 for Haiti, Dumoni,
right? Yeah.
She posted a picture on her IG, like her story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of she jumping over one of the English players. And her palm was hitting the player's head. And she had put a link to the country's jersey to it. It's an epic picture. Like, people were just giving her fast. But somebody said that, I didn't know I could love her more. But here we are. Somebody said respect. They can't argue with the hustle. Like, it was really, I really think England, honestly, like,
if I
at the end was saying that, she was saying that,
it was a really tough game, really. And it was.
Yeah, it really was
a tough game for them. So I really think that, I mean, I think I expect, wait, before I put my foot in my mouth, who is Haiti playing next? Before I put my foot, Haiti is playing China. So, I mean, I think strength-wise, Haiti, they have it. I just think in the final third, they got chances. To see, if it's not for Epps, because some shots that me, I thought they had scored. And Epps came to put her gloves by the ball. So yeah, I think Haiti worry China. I expect them to force and get the draw. China is slimy, yes, but they should do something.
You know, I was even surprised that China, so the next game was Denmark and China. Yeah. I'm surprised China didn't score though. I don't know what's going on with China, because I thought, even though I was leaning towards a draw. Wait, let me see what I predicted. I think I predicted a 1-1 or something. Mm-hmm. But I think, I don't know what to say about China. I think they didn't really bring it for me.
Yeah, especially in the final third. They didn't really bring it. No one there is the truth. They didn't. But you see, if you look at the match, that's right. The one I'm looking at, they both had 2 shots on target. But Denmark had 13 shots and China had 9 shots. And I mean, one was converted to a goal for Denmark. And the goal even came late, like 89th minute. So, I mean, sometimes when the goal comes around that time, you know it's over. I think they just accepted that it was over.
Yeah.
And then they moved on. But that was a good fight from Denmark. That game, I think it was evenly matched. Because the ball was going to both sides. So I think that game was...
Yeah, I agree.
So Denmark will be playing England. So England should be prepared.
They should be there. No, come and score them, man.
Anything is possible in this World Cup at this point.
And Lehada is coming for them, because she didn't really impress in the China match. So she's coming for them. They should be there.
Oh, yeah, she didn't. But I think in the build-up to the goal, she put her touch inside there somewhere.
Yeah.
So she has done. But I expected her to actually score.
Yes.
Yesterday, Sweden and South Africa. This game, it pained me.
It pained me more than it pained you. Let me just
see. Look, like sometimes when you listen to the commentators, like you'll be angry. I have to put that out there. Some of the commentators, what they see, it will get you angry. Because when South Africa scored, it was just like unbelievable. What? Well, I'm like, hey, South Africa, you don't believe South Africa can score. What is that? Don't be doing that to South Africa.
Yeah, I believe they can score, but I didn't believe they could win.
I expected them to draw. I expected a draw.
No.
I'm watching the game. South Africa scores first, it helps. But if Sweden scores first, it'll be difficult to equalize. That's what I figured out.
Yeah.
But in the last minutes, I think South Africa lost some focus.
Yeah, because that the equalizer was needless. I mean, why are you equal? That was an unnecessary equalizer.
I don't know what Romalepe was doing, because she had been so good.
It shouldn't have happened
until that point.
Once the equalizer came and the pressure that the sweep.
Yes. When that final corner came, my heart was in my mouth, because I just had a feeling.
I mean, that
second goal had been heading, had had like 3-4 headers, and it was not entering the pool. And I just had a feeling that last corner may be South Africa's undoing. And it was.
Yeah, because...
It really was.
Oh, and you were also saying that Katlana was selfish.
No, in the first half, she was selfish. Let's be honest. She was selfish. She was really selfish. And I think in as much as Magaya scored from the rebound of her shot, I still think that, I mean, sometimes when the game is going, because like those 2 chances in the first half were like counter that had Sweden like on the back foot. Like if she had utilized Sepo Senwe or Linda Mutalu, like something would have come out of it. And I get she's fast. We get that she's fast. We get that she can dribble.
but sometimes she needs to keep her head up and see her other players, because football is a team sport.
See,
one thing I liked about the Swedish team was this girl, Aslani.
Yeah.
Aslani made sure that if she's not scoring, she's going to take the corner, she's taking the free kick, she's trying to set someone up for the goal. You get it? She really played a selfless game. Some corners, when she's coming to the pool, they are telling her she should go and take it. And she goes. And they get another corner, and they were trying kidney swat or like all that. So I think that these are like the little things that Sweden did to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing Sweden did when they had corners or free kicks is they crowded swat, and they are taller than her.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I really think that her height also was against her in a bit, because there were certain balls that when she came out to punch, because they are tall, they bumped into her, right? So you couldn't really like save the ball and keep it in her gloves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think some of them were actually fouls, because some of them, they really bumped into her, but it's the height thing. The ref doesn't really see her too, like the ball has left. You get it? So sometimes your height just
but doesn't it's help not- anyway. That short too.
Yeah, she's not that short, but the Swedish people too are tall. Trust me. Like they were really tall. Elisette is very tall, and she was using that to her advantage. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that South Africa lost focus in the last minute, because that equalizer was just needless anyway. It was really just needless. Needless. So South Africa will be playing Argentina. That would be fun. That's all I have to say. That would be fun. And Sweden will be playing Italy. So, yeah.
That would also be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun. So, then the next game was Netherlands, Portugal. This game, Irama. Another Shaolin soccer.
Okay, I didn't watch.
Between
this game.
Jessica Silva and. Was it Van de Graaff or someone? Ew.
I'm happy you have said Shaolin soccer, because, hey, there's. Quality that I have seen, I'm like, hey, why? What's going on? Why did they specifically give a memo to all the teams to come and just be pushing people around?
No, but I realize that now the women's game has become very, very physical. It's become very, very physical, because
1-2, like, 1-2, foul, 1-2.
But even this game. Even this game, the ref tried her hardest to let the game flow, but some of the tackles she just had to whistle. Otherwise, trust me, would have left them into like blows or kicks or something. Honestly, because like Jessica Silva is fast, right? She plays for Portugal. She's very fast, but you have Spitzer, Van de Graaff, some other defenders at the back that will also have the experience.
Yeah.
So do not let you like get away with some of these things. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And it was up and down. I mean, it was only Van de Graaff school that even our initially the ref said upside. The VAR came in and the ball didn't touch Giroud before it entered the pool. So the goal stood. That was it. Portugal had chances, but they didn't take advantage of their chances. So in their next game, they need to take advantage of their chances, because that's all it is. You are playing Vietnam. So if you don't take your chance and you let Vietnam score you there, wow, that's what I have to say. But then I hope Van Berenstein is fine, because before the end of the game, she was limping. I think they even had to change her. I just hope that she'll be fine to play their next game. The other game was France, Jamaica. This is the game that I was talking about, the red card. This game, Irama. This game. When Khadija had the yellow card in the first half.
Yes.
And they came back. And she was getting, like, she was tackles. Then the ref will call for tackles. And I was telling my gym guys that their coach should just take out. When the game has got into it, you can just play defense. Take her out before she gets a red card. Because I realized that the French people were capitalizing on bump, like, getting her to, like, foul them, right?
Yeah.
And making and exaggerating the foul.
Yeah.
Some of the fouls, they were just executing. But because it's one player consistently, you get it.
Yeah.
Like, the ref is like, you are here, you are here, you are here, you are here. Yellow card.
No, but
that's yellow card she gave
him. What?
It didn't make sense.
Because they had also been fouling here. Oh, small time, this lady is on the
floor. Exactly.
Like, what's going on?
So but they were, you see, some of her fouls. Some of her fouls to the ref didn't take. I think that's what added to her frustration.
Yeah.
You get it. But I think for a player
unfortunate.
I just think that she was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Because that thing that Wendy Renard was lying rolling on the Wendy should have done better. What is that? What is that one that she was doing? What is that one that she was doing? Ah, me, that was disappointed. What is that?
Me, I was disappointed in the whole French thing because you have predicted for you that you score for you. Didn't come and score
before. See your life. You don't respect Jamaica. Don't respect the Raga guys.
I'm sorry, Jamaica. I respect you now. You have all my respects now.
I think the next game they'll be playing, is it Panama, if I'm not wrong. They'll be playing Panama. So.
But wait, the double yellow card for red card. Do you miss one game or you miss two games?
Apparently now you miss one. I thought it was two, but the commentators kept saying whenever someone got a red that they'll miss the next game. So I think it's one.
Oh, then she just misses the Panama game. So she'll be back for the next game, which is a good thing. She'll be back for the Brazil game. So then I think overall, they just need to put their best foot forward and try and score Panama, honestly, because me, the Brazil game, the way Brazil has started, I don't have hope in advance. I'm sorry, but me, I don't have hope. I just have to be honest. That red card, I saw it coming. So when the thing happened and Wendy was lying down, I was like, red card, it has happened. It has happened. I was like, hey. So if I was doing bet and I bet red card, like I've got the money.
See
you, people.
Like
no, please. You know that the USA Vietnam game, unless you dash Vietnam 5 goals before you can win money from the bet. That's what my guys were showing. We laughed some. Vietnam has scored 5 for you. That's what they did. And then the Jamaica game today did the same thing.
Don't mind them.
You get it. So I mean
they know everybody's going to speak USA. So they'll lose money. Don't mind them.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
So today's game were Italy, Argentina. That game, they really allowed the game to flow. I like that. And it was just one goal.
Yes, I also like that. I also like that because
87th minute. Yeah, when the game flows, it's really interesting.
It's so nice because a lot of the other games, 1-2, the ball is out of the field.
My decision, penalty. So, yes. I mean, I think I really enjoyed the Italy Argentina game. I really enjoyed it. Even the Germany Morocco, I think that for was, the first
yeah, that
60
was
minutes, nice. It was also flowing.
Because the Germans, they really know how to like keep possession and stuff. So it was really...
Yeah, they don't have time to be falling down pretty like
that. Honestly.
But Germany didn't have to do that to Morocco. I'm seeing it again. Why? But I think overall, I mean, you know, even though when Morocco were down like 4 goals, they were still forcing. They were pressing. I mean, they technically scored, but it was offside. So.
And the own goal didn't help. I only watched the first half of this game because I had to go to work. So I could only watch
the second half started. I think like 20 seconds when the second half started. Then the goal came. It was quick. Yeah, but I mean, Pop is really leading her teammates.
Oh, let me tell you how my...
What did you predict, please?
How my daily fancy team... No, so I predicted 4-0, but they exceeded the 4. But you people too high.
When you go low, they go high. When you go high, they go low.
I know you score the goals, but just be measured in your goal scoring. It's not a competition. I mean, it is, but it's not.
It's not a competition, right?
Anyway.
Anyway, your fantasy team, tell us.
No, so honest. So I predicted 2-1 Germany.
Mm-hmm.
because I thought Morocco had what it took to like go almost toe-to-toe with Germany. And for me, Germany have been a bit lackluster in recent times.
True.
So I wasn't really sure if they were going to be like the Germany that's coming to score
that
you
we know.
Six. So, but they turned out to be the Germany that will score you six. So good for them. Yeah. But for the daily fancy, Alexandra Popp got me 19 points.
Woo!
I was like,
good for you. Good for you.
I should have started here. When you start, you get double.
It'll be double, eh?
Yeah.
See your life.
I should have started here.
Don't worry. Next game, start. Next game, don't be afraid.
I picked Anne-Catherine Berger because I thought she was going to be in goal, but she wasn't in goal. So,
yeah.
Then I picked.
Germany will be playing Colombia. So.
Then I picked Tamires and Elena Linari as my goalkeeper, as my defenders. And then I picked Pauls, Debinha, and Banini for my midfield. And then
Pauls did well, though.
She didn't do well. She got only 2 points, and it's four.
Relax. Let me tell you why I said she did well. They were talking about how she had just recently given birth and coming back into the team.
Yes.
And how it was like quick transition working. That's what I'm saying. She has done well.
She has done well.
It's just that she didn't give you points. That's why she didn't
give me plenty points. But I picked her anyway because, yes, I like her. And Bob gave me 19 solid points. So that's
next time, start her. Or should score again?
I'll start her.
So, yeah, so the last game, the last game for today was Brazil Panama. See, I think Panama also made a mistake today. I think they were also playing one top. I think they also made a mistake. Yeah, they were playing one top. See, that's Brazil backline. Antonia, Lauren, Souza, Tamires. Harry Borges would not even let the ball pass to get to her defenders. That one top there, it won't help.
And that really help.
Yeah, they brought in a substitute. Tana? Yeah, they brought Riley Tana on. And Charlie, the girl can play. She was dribbling people in the 80-yard box. And she actually got a couple of shots. So I really think that instead of playing one top, maybe you play two top. And I mean, it will help because one person on top and the boy is never getting to her. It's really not fun.
It's also very frustrating because then she also has to, you know, like go so deep to try and get the ball.
I think we have our first hat trick so far from Ari Borges. She scored 3 goals.
Really?
Yeah. I think the fourth. Was it the fourth goal? The fourth goal was so well worked. All I could do was just open my mouth. That's all I have to say. It was just a beautifully worked goal. Brazil are really like showing us that Charlie, this World Cup, they didn't come to play. Commentators were talking about how Mata wants to they said they've won 8 of the 9 Copa America Femini and they want to use that to win World Cups. But Brazil have really started well. 4 goals. But Panama, I also think that in like 1-2 minutes of brilliance, they really passed the ball well. Like they had their head on straight, they passed well. So move that into the next game.
Yeah.
So the last game of the first round of matches is 2 a.m. Colombia is playing South Korea. So let us know the predictions like Rama is doing.
Please, you guys should play their games. They are very nice.
Yes, and we'll be back when the second round matches of games don't worry, we'll be here till the World Cup is over. We are not going anywhere. So stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Peace. Thank you.